this is Steve. Welcome to Modern Hippie Radio Broadcast, your online resource for hip, healthy, conscious living and environmental sustainability. Today, my guest is Jose Garcia. He is the executive director of Maya Green, and it takes place on March 3rd and 4th at the Miami Beach Convention Center. Jose, how are you doing today?
Great. Nice speaking with you and with your listeners.
Well, thank you for taking the time to speak with us. Now, first off, I've got to ask, this is the third year of Maya Green. Can you tell us a bit about what it is and how it got started?
Sure. We're doing our event always in Miami. That's why we named Maya Green, is because we're trying to take advantage of the Miami prime location to attract people from almost everywhere. So we decided to launch this event in 2009 because we thought that for the industry, was a lack of a major event that will put together exhibits and major conferences and sessions and lead courses and everything that has to be done here in the region to try to support the innovative green technologies and knowledge that has to be spread out in current market conditions. It was a very, challenging project, but we were pleased to launch properly in 2009, and we're here in good shape and alive and growing in 2011, our third edition.
Well, I'm glad to see that it's come out for a third year. I hope it goes for a fourth and fifth and then on.
We're already committed with the Miami Beach Convention Center. We have a date for next year. It's going to be January next year, but I'm not disclosing now to avoid confusion. Now, the date that we have in our minds is March 3 and 4.
March 3rd and 4th. We got that right now. Now, who does this mostly serve? I know it's for a lot of green construction and green infrastructure, that kind of thing. Who's going to most benefit by attending this event?
Okay. I would say that any kind of professional, of course, if you consider that an architect is a professional, probably it's more clear to see that an architect might benefit from it. But even a lawyer, which is also a professional, might benefit a lot because there's a big impact on the new green, regulations and topics that definitely is impacting the practice of law. Mm-hmm. So there's a broad range of people that might benefit from it. We have decided to make not an event. This is not an event for the public. We're trying to concentrate basically in the industry. And there's a lot of people that are also willing to, I would say, find potential buyers and distributors for their new products in the green arena, which is also a benefit for them to have this platform to make this happen. And having said so, also we might find a broad range of potential people interested. The main categories of the event are design, building, remodeling, which is the main category of construction right now, because of the crisis of the real estate. So it's really not easy to find new buildings or new construction. But there's a lot of remodeling and retrofitting, trying to find how what we have performs in a more efficient way. Okay. So also energy is a main topic, which is growing a lot. This year, we have a support of the U.S. Department of Energy bringing governmental officials to Maya Green that had received funds from the federal government to support any initiatives in their cities and municipalities throughout Southeast U.S. We also have a lot of clean technologies and recycling and waste management. And one important fact that I feel is going to be great for some of your listeners is that we're trying also to bring this as an event that will be able to showcase and to interact, providing a lot of new business opportunities, new green job opportunities.
Now,
so we would like that they will be seen also in that perspective,
Right, absolutely. Now, speaking of that, you're going to have quite a few green businesses present as having tables up and displays of what they're doing. About how many exhibitors do you think you're going to have this year?
Okay, last year we got a little bit more than 100. We got around 35 speakers. We got almost 3,000 professionals and industry-related qualified attendees. And this year, to try to give you round figures, so we're going to up to 150 exhibitors, 50 more than last year, so 50% increase. We are bringing over 60 major speakers, national and international. We are having that program that I mentioned about the U.S. Department of Energy. We're bringing people from Latin America and the Caribbean as well, so we're going to be having three sites. This event will be having three sites. Of course, the major site is going to be here in Florida because it's the backyard of the event. We're having people from Southeast U.S. coming up, and people from Central America and the Caribbean, also from South America, attending the event in a small proportion, but you know that we, the Latin Americans, are a bit noisy, so we're going to be making ourselves noticeable no matter what. So we're going to be having three sites on that, and we're shooting for about 4,000 people to attend.
4,000, that's fantastic.
Yeah, we're getting crazy, but very, very interested in making this happen.
Now, if someone is considering becoming an exhibitor, is there still space open for that, or is it too late?
Yeah, we're trying to be very flexible for everybody. By the way, we're having major, basically, programs to attend, great prices. You can come to this convention, get in a lot of conference, even in the lowest investment level, which is around $20, more or less, right now. People can go to our website, www.mayagreen.com. Maya is spelled Maya from Miami, green from the color, just one word. And register at 20% off until February 28. Mm-hmm. And for companies that are willing to promote their products, and although I mentioned the main categories, I remember that I'm having an exhibitor which is bringing eco-friendly bags for women. So because you are more of a, I don't know that Modern Hippie works a lot of eco-friendly, you know, products in different directions.
Sure.
And fashion is always something there. So we don't want that anybody will feel excluded as long as there's a business opportunity on the show floor.
Yeah.
So, and we're still having booth, and we will be flexible if they are referred by Modern Hippie system.
Right. Yeah, it seems, I mean, I'm looking at the costs on the website and stuff, and it seems like a really affordable bargain considering when you look at the program, you've got some really good conferences and events lined up, you know, on how to be green and be profitable, on designing and building a greener America, about energy as you expected. Just so much good stuff going on. Is there something that you're really excited about that's going to be happening for this event?
Yes, definitely. Definitely.
Any one thing stand out to you?
Sorry?
And I said, any one thing stand out to you that you're really looking forward to hearing a particular speaker or a particular event?
You know, the point is we have prepared a program with a broad range of topics that will fit particularly any kind of audience. So we're going to be having around five tracks running every day at the same time. And one is devoted more to construction. One is devoted more to business opportunities. Mm-hmm. One is devoted more to impacting the environment. One is devoted to energy-related topics. One is devoted to, let's say, latest innovations in the field. So there's a broad range, and you can make yourself a fit in any of them, depending on which one you're looking for.
Yeah, it seems like you've got a really good cross-section of the different types of ways that the green movement is affecting these different industries and ways that
we're also offering two main LEED courses for those that does not know what LEED means. LEED is basically like a standard that has been already stamped in the U.S. that professionals and businesses and the industry would like to have that within their, I would say, presentations. Now an architect in their business cards would like to disclose that he or she is an architect, but also she's a LEED. She is able to disclose that she's somehow getting the LEED status. So we're providing courses in this direction that will help the professionals move forward to get, or once they have it, to even improve their status as a LEED professional.
Yeah, and that's a fantastic benefit to attend right there alone. You know, that LEED certification has really been blossoming as more and more people are realizing the benefits of building green. You know, and there was a time when this whole green movement really started where so many people were reluctant to take part in it because of the cost. It might be a little more expensive, but it seems that regardless of that, people are realizing that the savings they'll have in the long run and going that route anyway, because they realize the benefit to the planet and the benefit to their pocketbook in the long run. Do you see that happening a lot?
Yeah, that's happening a lot, and that's it. Also, something that is going even so strong now that it's a little bit beyond borders. We're having one of the main sessions is devoted to discuss in an open forum with Latin American guys on the show floor if LEAD is appropriate for them or not, and what should be done to make them aware that they have the right to even adapt more than adopt according to their own thing. So, you know, these are topics that are very, very interesting right now. Let me just take advantage of that to remind your listeners where they can find us. First, the event date is March 3 and 4, so Thursday and Friday, at the main area of the Miami Beach Convention Center. Mm-hmm. The event runs from 8:30 to 5 p.m. on each day, and they can find full information at our website, www.mayagreen.com, M-I-A Green, or call our offices at 305-412-0000. The phone number, I repeat it again, is 305-412-0000.
Well, thank you so much, Jose. We really appreciate you taking the time. Is there anything else that you want to let people know about Maya Green or any more deadlines they should know about or how they can
Yeah, I'm just mentioning that we're having a great 20% off still available to February 28 at great rates. And I encourage them, I invite them to visit our website, call us for more information. And always mention that you heard this in Hippie Mac, and we will take care of you in a more, I would say, even friendly way.
Thank you very much, Jose. I appreciate you taking the time, and I appreciate all you guys listening in. Do make it to this Maya Green event. It's fantastic if you're involved in the building industry in any way and really want to see what the innovations that are being made in this green movement. You really need to attend March 3rd and 4th. Go to mayagreen.com and find out more about it. Thank you again, Jose, and you have a great day, all right?
Thank you so much. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.